Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A New York judge rules that New York's abortion amendment is null and void. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, it's interesting. They really packaged this so-called abortion amendment as an equal rights amendment, but it was really meant to enshrine abortion-related protections in the state constitution. And thankfully, this New York Supreme Court judge ruled that it cannot appear on the November ballot.
Yes, it's the New York Supreme Court, which New York's a little odd because their trial court
in many ways,
is called the Supreme Court.
Right.
And the court above that is called the Court of Appeals. Every place else, the Court of Appeals is below the Supreme Court, and it's the highest court. But anyway, it's a trial court judge, and so it's going to be up on appeal to the Court of Appeals in New York. But the trial court judge, the Supreme Court judge, ruled that this is null and void. Why is it null and void? Because the legislature actually failed in their procedure, because what is required in New York for the legislature to vote to place something on the ballot, they have to get something from the New York Attorney General's office first. They have to get an opinion. But, you know, the New York Attorney General is Letitia James.
Oh, and she's been a little busy trying to prosecute President Trump, hasn't she?
Yeah.
She neglected her job.
Interestingly, Letitia James and the legislature, they both failed. So after the Dobbs decision happened on June 24, 2022, the very next week, the New York legislature tried to move forward with passing this proposed amendment that would eventually appear on the ballot. They wanted it to appear on this November ballot. So they went to work immediately to propose language to amend their state constitution, and they called it an equal rights amendment. They did that so that they could bring in not only the abortion supporters, but also the LGBTQ people, and they wanted to bring them under the equal rights amendment. So this particular amendment would have not only been on abortion, and it would have been very radical, allowing abortion through all 9 months of pregnancy, but it also would have been fostering puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, mutilating surgeries on minors. It would probably be used to target Christian counseling for people who are struggling with unwanted same-sex attractions, gender identity, and behaviors. It was a very radical proposed amendment.
And very sly, I might say. The actual proposed amendment's text avoids using the word abortion. However, it had raised concerns from pro-life because the proposed text explicitly protects a person from discrimination for having an abortion or any decision related to a quote-unquote pregnancy outcome.
Right. Yeah, so that's how broad.
What a strange word.
That's
to
how they did that.
It, yeah.
So, interestingly, Governor Hochul, who's also behind this, she's in fact the primary instigator, she called the special session on July 1, 2022, mm-hmm. right after the June 2022 ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court. She called the special session, and she did it to create this amendment that would make the right to kill a child or sterilize and maim people a constitutional right in the state constitution. Well, the problem is that New York Attorney General Letitia James, actually was all focused on something else. So who was she focused on? Well, she's focused on bringing down Donald Trump. So she's trying to bring down Donald Trump and not doing her job, and forgetting the fact that, you know what, before the legislature votes, the Attorney General is supposed to file an opinion regarding the proposed language so that the legislature would have it in front of them.
But instead, she's worried on making up things to try to take out President Trump instead of actually doing her job.
Yeah, so she's focused on taking down Donald Trump. She doesn't want him to ever be president again. So she's focused on President Trump. and she's not focused on her job. And of course, the legislature, they're focused on just passing this, whatever they want to pass, as a knee-jerk reaction to the Dobbs decision.
Yeah, now granted, currently abortion is legal in the state up to 24 weeks of pregnancy, but a proposed amendment, if it were to be voted on in the on the ballot, would have unlimited abortion.
Unlimited abortion and unlimited LGBTQ.
Right.
So you talk
all
about
one little package.
Men using private facilities, boys and men using private facilities of women and girls, restrooms, shower rooms, bathrooms, locker rooms, engaging in sports. You wouldn't be able to stop that. Men going to women's abuse centers and bunking overnight with them. When you send your children out on a school overnight trip and the boy wants to sleep in the same rooms with the girls, the school's going to allow that because you've got a constitutional amendment. If you have these girls or boys that are minors wanting to get puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, mutilating surgeries, and the parents say no, then that will be a charge of child abuse and child neglect and removing of that child from the parent's household.
Right. They just take the word discrimination and do a broad brush across and encompass abortion and all these other gender issues. I've never seen anything like this.
So now the case goes to a judge in Monroe County in New York, and that Monroe County Supreme Court judge, Daniel Doyle, declared that Hochul's proposed ballot initiative is, quote, null and void, close quote, ordering the amendment to be removed from the November ballot. Now, the battle's not over yet because both Attorney General James and Governor Hochul have mud on their face now because they made a huge procedural error. They jumped the gun. They moved forward without this Attorney General opinion. Neither one of them were doing the job that they needed to be doing. Hochul was, you know, still focused on locking down New York because this is 2022 and we still had lockdowns in New York. Bad issues that were taking place in New York. We had all of the mandates with regards to the healthcare workers. We're still litigating in New York against Hochul and her a COVID shot mandates against the healthcare profession.
She wants to be everyone bow to her and have control over this entire state.
So anyway, we have, and you know, this particular attorney general's office is so radical. Remember, we had the case in New York with regards to the previous attorney general, and he brought the claim against pro-life protesters. We ended up winning that after a number of years. They ended up having to pay fees. That attorney general had to step down because of sexual abuse allegations. And Letitia James, who was his number two, becomes the primary attorney general now. So it has had its neck up to the abortion issue from many, many years ago. And they're so focused on abortion, but they forgot to follow the law. They forgot to do their job because they were so focused on pushing abortion, LGBTQ, and bringing down President Donald Trump that they didn't do their job. So the good news is, at least now, unless it's overturned, and we pray that it's not going to be overturned, we're looking at filing an amicus brief in this case to uphold this judge's decision. This will not appear on the ballot. This was a concerning amendment because of how broad it is. A number of states, about a dozen states, there's attempts to get amendments on the November ballot. Only a couple of them have actually succeeded so far. This one, however, was one of the most radical in the country because it covers not only abortion, but LGBTQ.
Right, and you have to look at the underlying demonic agenda that's going on here. So these two women are not going to stop. You know, they blew it right now, but they're not going to stop pushing this demonic agenda.
Well, you have, you know, both of them want to push the killing of innocent babies in the womb. And if you don't kill them in the womb, they're willing to sterilize them with puberty blockers, opposite sex hormones, and life-altering, permanent mutilating surgeries. For more information, I encourage you to go to lc.org/abortion amendments. That's /abortion amendments. That's where we are tracking all of these abortion right. amendments and their status across the country. It changes, so it's very dynamic. We are working in multiple states. Obviously, we're working in Florida. If you're listening from Florida, we have a special webpage for that as well, lc.org/FL amendment. FL amendment, that's just for Florida. Abortion amendments are for all the countries, all the states, including Florida. So for more information, visit lc.org and continue to pray and support Liberty Counsel in our mission to advance the sanctity of human life, religious freedom, and God's design for family. lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.